Hey guys, today we're going to talk about people who are frauds. This is something that I want you to truly hear and take action on. You can hear my coffee machine running in the background and Dixie's eating her food. Kind of loud over here today. Sorry about that. But we're going to dive on in as soon as we hear that awesome intro. Let's do this. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So this is something that is kind of tough to talk about, but at the same time, I feel it's my responsibility to share it with you, because as much as I wish that this weren't the case, it is unfortunately something that happens in our industry, in marketing, really in any industry, but especially in the industry of quote-unquote experts. Now, the thing about experts is that they sometimes position themselves as knowing so much and knowing a lot about a particular topic, and they're charging for that topic. And because of how they've postured themselves, you believe what they're sharing. Now, if you're like me, I am very trusting. I tend to trust people by nature. Like, that's my default setting. I personally was in for a rude awakening when I jumped into entrepreneurship and discovered that what people say isn't always the truth. And with some people, nothing that they say is really the truth. And it's hard. It's a hard reality. Sorry, I got to press play on my espresso machine. It's going to be a little loud for a second. But the thing about online marketers and experts who are charging you money for courses is that oftentimes they'll have a great idea or a theory or a strategy that they maybe haven't even implemented yet. They've done it once, or they had an idea or a thought, and then they start a course on it, and they're teaching you how to do things that they've never actually done for themselves. Or even worse, they've built basically, like, it's not a Ponzi scheme, but it's kind of a scam. They have gotten people to pay them for their services. They've taken on a ton of clients, but most of their clients are done within a month because they don't deliver the services that they promise, or they have a sketchy way of going about it. And I want you to be careful about these people, because that's kind of scary. Like, I wouldn't want to learn from someone like that who wasn't actually building a sustainable business, doing exactly what they teach. Now, it's been really important to me throughout this journey, and I'll just be totally honest with you. There were so many times where I was like, man, I kind of get jealous of the people who only teach and don't actually do what they teach. It'd be a lot easier to just, you know, teach people how to get clients versus working with clients every day. I could probably make a lot more money faster, but it was really, really, really essential to me that if I was going to be teaching social media, I needed to be practicing it. Like, I needed to only be teaching things that are working, that are current, that are active, that are real. And so one of the things that I recommend is, if you're considering hiring a coach or investing into a course, find out, does this person actually do what they say that they do? Or do they have one success story and then they spin it to make it seem like they're a lot more successful than they are? And that's part of the reason why I make sure to share the behind the scenes with my clients, especially with the members of the social clique. I want you guys to know, like, that is so dangerous. Think about it. Like, if you were to learn from someone who had never written a book and they were like, I'm going to teach you how to write a book. This is the way that you can write a book in this amount of time, but they've never actually done it, and they don't have multiple success stories from people who have taken their course, that's a big warning sign. So if you're going to invest into a coach or invest into a course, make sure you know, do you actually do this, or do you have multiple case studies and examples of when this has worked for other people that you have personally supported? So I work really hard to, you know, try to put together all of my results so that it's clear, it's obvious, like I still do exactly what I say I do. We're always working on growing the agency. It's a ton of fun. It's challenging, but that was huge. So when you look to experts online, don't always believe everything that you see. Just because someone has a post that seems like a massive win and they say, comment below if you want more info, it might have just been one win and now they're going to try to sell you an entire course on it. And I'm a huge believer in watching people for a while now. You know, but I used to just believe people by default, and I realized that's not how you can run your business, or you're going to be taken quite a bit. So I'm a big believer in saying, like, you know, show me multiple case studies, or show me multiple times when this course has worked for other people, or how are you currently using this for your clients? That was really helpful for me in the process of vetting out who's real and who is pretending to run an agency or pretending to work with clients when that just isn't the case. So it's unfortunate that I even have to do a podcast episode on this, but I just have heard too many times about people who have been taken by fake experts in the industry, and I don't want that to happen to you. So hopefully tomorrow's message is a little more positive, but I do want to share that because I want to protect you. So I hope you have an amazing day. I'll catch you on the next episode.